been hyping up the fact that we are launching a brand new podcast next week, Monday, the RPO, Rome Price Opinion. You see what we did there? It'll play on RPO. I'm joined right now by the co-host of the RPO pod. He is a two-time Super Bowl champ. He is an entrepreneur, and he is now a podcaster. He joins us to talk about that. Trevor Price is my guest. Trevor, what's going on? Good morning.
Well, what's up, Jim? And I think we should have changed the name from Rome Price Opinions to Rome Price Facts. When I don't give opinions, I get facts.
Good, man. I'm glad. All right, good.
F-A-F-A-X, facts.
F-A-X. All right, Trevor, so we're a couple of days out from launching the RPO, RPF, whatever you want to call it. Got to get your mindset heading into Monday. I know you're pumped. How do you feel about this thing, and how are you going to approach it? What will they get?
The thing that has happened to me over the last couple of years is as my kids have grown up and I haven't been on TV, I wind up giving them all my hot takes and all my information, and my daughters are like, man, get out of here with all this stuff we don't understand. Oh, you know why they rolled it too deep and the coverages, and you know, they run the middle of the field and the text game and the TE game and the linebackers are failing, and they're like, look, we just want to play some fantasy football. So I need to find a way to get this stuff off my chest. So that's why I called you. I was like, yo, you want to talk some real deep football sporting kind of knowledge? And you were like, yeah. So that, you know, that's what I want to bring. I want to kind of go a little deep in the weeds. You know what I mean? Because when you're on TV, Jim, and I was on TV one time, a long time ago, they said, you know, when you start talking over people's heads, it doesn't play well on television. But it will play well what we're about to do. So that's what I'm trying to bring.
Well, listen, you don't want to talk over their heads, but you do want to get in the weeds. You do want to get deep. You want to be hardcore football, and you need that. And we'll keep that thing fast moving, and we're going to cover a lot of ground. And like you said, Trevor, you want to get some things off your chest. So as an example, what are some things you're burning on right now? What do you want to get off your chest? Pick any topic right now.
All right, let me give you one of the people are going to hate. I think the Rams are going to stink. I think they're going to stink.
Why do you think
and
so?
Here's the reason why. When you have a team with big personalities is one thing, but what coaches like to have is somebody who's a leader. Who is going to lead Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib? Like, who's going to be the one that tells them, hey, guys, play better? Is it going to be Sue, who just got there? Is it going to be Aaron Donald as he's counting his money? Is it going to be Todd Gurley? Is it going to be Jared Goff? No, it's not. What happens in these kind of situations where you have guys that have been alphas all their lives. Everybody wants to be the chief, and nobody wants to be the Indian. And that's going to happen to the Rams as clear as day. Jim, it's easy to sing when everybody's winning and counting their money. It's not easy to sing when we're losing and some of us haven't been paid. I see disaster coming for this team. I see it as clear as day because I was part of something like this with the Ravens. So I showed up to the Ravens, and they were telling me about Ray Lewis and Ed Hartwell. Ed Hartwell was a linebacker that played with Ray the year before I got there. So they said what happened was the Ravens came to Ray Lewis and said, do you want to do a dance coming out the tunnel and kind of get the crowd hyped up? And Ray said yes. Then Ed Hartwell heard about it and was like, I want to do a dance too. And they were like, that's not how this works. I see some of that coming for this team. I just do. Forget all the talent and all the money they've spent. This is a one-year rental. They are swinging for the fences, and that never works.
Trevor Price joining us. He is a two-time Super Bowl champ. He's got a couple of rings. He is the co-host of the RPO pod. We're going to launch this on Monday, so you're starting to get a taste of exactly how this is going to go and what kind of insight you're going to get. Trevor, what do you think is going to happen tonight? Philadelphia, we've been talking about this. The Eagles got theirs. The city of Philadelphia got theirs. The banner is going to go up tonight. How do you see that game going?
I see the Falcons putting a real beating on Philadelphia like they stole something. Because in the Falcons' mind, the Eagles did steal something from them. See, what's going to happen, when I was in high school, Jim, I wanted to play linebacker, right? So the University of Florida coach, defensive coordinator team, Jim Collins, comes to me and says, you want to play linebacker? You're going to have 4-4 running at you and 4-3 running across you. What are you going to do then? I said, I'll play defensive line. I think that's what the Falcons are about to do with Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley. They're going to have 4-3 running forward and 4-3 running sideways. And how do you deal with that? You deal with that by covering everybody with those two and Austin Hooper in the middle of the field for the Falcons. He's going to have 2 touchdowns tonight. I think that's going to be the problem that Eagles have to deal with because the Falcons are not going to be able to run the ball on them. not with Haloti and Timmy Jernigan and Fletcher Cox and these gigantic, fast, violent men. I think running the ball is a fruitless exercise against the Eagles. But I think you can throw the ball over the field against them if you have two guys that, again, run 4-3 forward and 4-3 sideways.
Trevor Price, he's got a couple of Super Bowl rings, and he's going to have a podcast with me starting on Monday. Trevor, explain this. I mean, is it not a thing, right, where you do not talk about another man's money? You do not talk about another man's money, yet in Pittsburgh, they can't wait to talk about Le'Veon Bell's money. Have you ever seen anything like that, and what's going on, if you had to guess, inside that locker room?
Man, listen, I think I might need more time for this one because I don't understand how the Pittsburgh Steelers became a Pop Warner team.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that?
So, what everybody understands is the football business has two words, football and business. And this is a business. There is one team in the NFL, and I hate saying this. The only team in the NFL that matters is that you're in the NFL, right? You speaking about another man's money when we're all getting paid different amounts, we are all compensated differently because some of us are more important than others. And the people that are unimportant, just being honest, the people that do not fall under that pay scale that Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown and Ben Roethlisberger fall under should not be complaining about their money when they are not the type of guys that get paid like Zach Martin or the kid from Cleveland who's a guard making $12 million a year. I know Ramon, right? I played against Ramon Foster. Ramon Foster's a good dude. He's a good guy. He's a good football player. But to say that Le'Veon makes more money than me, you can't do that. You just cannot. That does not happen in Hollywood, Jim. It does not happen to radio hosts. It should not happen in NFL.
So what do you
think? What happened is?
Yeah, what's going on? What happened?
So
there?
What I think happened is, you know, Ramon Foster's there Wednesday. It's that period in between the two practices that media comes in the locker room, and he took the bait. He took the cheese. You know, like they tell you, media training 101, do not pick up the cheese. It's a trap. And he picked up the cheese, and it smacked his finger, and he yelped up some nonsense. And that's what happened. I think if he could do it differently, believe me, they all would.
Yeah, but the thing is, though,
it's not what you do to a it's not what you do to a teammate.
Yeah, but Trevor, okay, fair enough. But it wasn't just Foster; it was Pouncey, it was Foster. It wasn't just one guy, and it doesn't seem like they got hooked by the media. It seemed like they'd been kind of carrying that around, right? Because it all came out at the same time, and it was more than one guy saying it.
Remember, offensive linemen are like circus elephants. What one does, the other ones do. That's just the way it is, man. And I think they had at some point before then talked among themselves, and when it came time, it all came out. I don't understand. Forget how valuable he is to your team. Forget that. That has nothing to do with anything. Forget how valuable he is to your success, right? If you play well in the NFL, you will keep your job. Why are you concerned with someone else's job? It's like being a leader, right? If you're an NFL player and you need to be led, you don't need to be in the NFL.
Dude, it's good to see Trevor. Trevor, it's good to see that you still have such high respect for offensive linemen. Did you just call them circus elephants?
But that's true. They'll tell you that. That's what they are, circus elephants.
No, I've never heard them say that. I'm not sure they would tell me that.
Tail to nose. They just all go in a line the same way. Ask any good offensive line coach. Circus elephants.
Trevor Price, leave them wanting a little more. This is a taste of what you're going to get every single Monday for a half hour or more. And not only that, Trevor will talk about the Monday night matchup, the Thursday night matchup. We'll go with the waiver wire for fantasy, and he's going to let it rip for sure. Trevor, good job. Listen, man, have an amazing weekend. I know you and I will be communicating, and let's get this thing done on Monday. Let's roll.
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it. My kids are listening, which is going to be hilarious.
Just make sure they subscribe, Trevor, and all their friends. All right?
I will.
All right, bro. I'll talk to you soon, Trevor. Thank you. Pick them up, Hawk. Pick them up, Trevor Price. And the beauty of that, again, understand how that came to be. Literally, that podcast, and right now, do it. Go to iTunes and subscribe to it right now. The way that came to be is exactly what he just said. He said, my kids got sick of hearing me break it all down because I got no one to tell it to. And he hit me up. He's like, hey, man, put me on your show. I've got some things I have to get off my chest. Let's do this. And I said, you know what? I've got a better idea, Trevor. And understand, I'm a guy who's always worked alone. I'm that rare, like, kind of old school standalone host. I don't have the morning zoo. I don't have that update guy over there. You know, I'll berate Hawk usually a day, once a day. But I've always worked alone. And when Trevor, and he and I go back to when he played, and he would come on the show, and I was, like, talking to him a lot, for obvious reasons. When he said to me, put me on your show every week. I need to get some things off my chest. I said, Trevor, I got a better idea. Why don't we do a podcast? Because then instead of getting 7 or 8 minutes a week, and almost nobody can justify 7 or 8 minutes every single week, I can give you 30 minutes a week. I can give you more than that. We can go as long as we want. So why don't we do a podcast? He said, hell yeah, I'll do that. RPO starts on Monday.